The Eureka Police Department has arrested a third suspect in the alleged December 2nd strong-arm robbery that occurred inside HSU's Sunset Residence Hall. Jules Aubrey Dawson, arrested in Eureka by police late on Monday on a $100,000 warrant. Dawson, a 23-year-old, non-HSU student, is being held in the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. All that's left at this time is a fourth suspect, 20-year-old Miles B. Sharp. A $100,000 warrant remains pending for his arrest. Humboldt State University police arrested two HSU students shortly after the alleged robbery in early December. Sophomore Eric Schneekluth of San Diego was taken into custody on campus without incident. He remains in the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. And Benjamin Balin, a freshman from Valencia, was picked up by university police on December 9th, booked, and subsequently released on bail. Yesterday morning at 7:45 a.m., the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Community Response Unit conducted a probation search at a residence in the 3200 block of A Street in Hydesville after receiving tips from citizens of possible drug sales occurring. Deputies report locating over 15 pounds of processed marijuana, concentrated cannabis, and a suspected 2 grams of meth. The resident, 55-year-old Glenna Mai Morrison, told deputies the marijuana was medical. However, the deputies found items consistent with the sale and packaging. Her bail is set at $25,000. Wednesday next week is the state-imposed deadline for redevelopment agencies to end. Local cities are getting ready for the change, SHN consulting engineer and geologist Arnie Herskovic explains.
It's pretty dire. I mean, there is some movement to try to forestall a February 1 reorganization deadline, but it's still nevertheless going to be a reorganization in which all the redevelopment agencies ultimately, whether it's this next month or 2 months from now or three, will be folded in, and most likely the cities will become the successor agencies inheriting all their assets. Unfortunately, I don't know if no one really knows probably what's going to happen to the liabilities in terms of the loans and payments. Those will still continue.
And it's unfortunate because the economic benefit that comes from redevelopment agencies will be lost, Herskovic said. A man took his own life yesterday morning by leaping from the roof of the Masonic Lodge building on G Street in Eureka. The incident happened around 10 o'clock and the man was rushed to St. Joseph's Hospital, where he was pronounced dead on arrival after suffering major head injuries. Police say the man, reported to be 35-year-old Levi William Haynes, had a history of mental health issues as well as substance abuse troubles, and his family in Crescent City has been notified. Police believe the man accessed the roof by climbing a pallet to reach a fire escape ladder to get to the roof. More KINS News after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
The U.S. Department of the Interior has released a draft report on the impacts of removing 4 dams from the Klamath River. Congressman Mike Thompson commented that the dam removal will not only improve the river, but be an economic boon as well. The one-year project to remove the dam, scheduled for 2020, projects to create more than 1,400 jobs. Restoration efforts could produce as many as 4,000 jobs over the following 15 years of work. You can get more information at klamathrestoration.gov. The Sheriff's Office is continuing to receive reports of telephone scams from the public. One citizen received a call from somebody identifying himself as her grandson. The caller told the citizen he had been involved in a drunk driving accident and he needed the citizen to wire him money to pay the damage he did to their rental car. He could not get out of jail until this was done. The caller had a British accent. The deputy who was investigating the report assisted the citizen in determining that the grandson was fine and that the call was a scam. The Sheriff's Office would like to continue reminding callers not to send money orders, or provide credit card information or any other personal information over the phone or online. Go to your local bank and see them in person if they claim to be your bank. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.